The match game. I'm enjoying the match game. I can take the match game. You know what's really creeping me out, though? Oh, this new So You Think You Can Dance with all the little children that are on it? Now, this is not to say, these kids that are on this show are amazing dancers, but they're, you know, they're, I think the youngest is 13 to 16 or something like that, or maybe even younger. Some of these kids are really tiny. They're dancing with these full-grown adults, so you have this full-grown woman and this little itty-bitty kid, and they're doing, like, some super sexy samba dance or something, and it just, it creeps me right out, where this little tot, who's, like, 3 feet tall, is doing the jugga-jugga-jugga, and he's got tits bouncing in his face, and it's just so creepy to me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It creeps me right out.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2274 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of October 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, let me guess, you're going to tell everybody about what you did over the weekend.
It's true.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, creepies.
Big Fatty, that's you. No, that's Granny.
It's true. Granny is creepy. hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? Here is the 17th of October. And y'all, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. Y'all, it's a Halloweeny, Big Fatty, or Gay Grandma. And y'all, although, you know, I'm beginning to think it's becoming less of Gay Grandma for Big Fatty. It's just, and you know, y'all, it's on a Monday this year. Now, the good thing. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, the good thing about Halloweeny being on a Monday is, y'all, the trick-or-treating. The trick-or-treating will end early. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll end long before the dancing. Yes, it will end in time for Big Fatty to watch the dancing. Yes, Big Fatty! Like I said, y'all, last time I talked to you, it was Thursday, and I believe that Thursday, now let me think about this for a second, I may have gone for a nipple walk around Fat Acres on Thursday night. Y'all, those trees that fell down, they're still laying down. Now, they're not blocking, one of them was blocking the road, and that's been cleared, but they have not removed the debris from all of that yet. Although I did notice that the city had brought around its debris truck and picked up limbs and all. They usually just do that on Tuesday, but y'all, they did that sometime over the weekend. So anyway, the cleanup is continuing after the hurricane from last week. And y'all, there was Big Fatty. Big Fatty didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. Big Fatty said Whitman Tinker? No, but Whitman Tinker did bring up a point that ever since Big Fatty, the body came out of the closet. Came out of the closet after the hurricane, that Big Fatty has not slept well. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Friday night, Big Fatty slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, baby poop everywhere. But anyway, let's back up for a minute. Big Fatty, do we need to play that backup sound? No, only with Vera. Oh, okay. Y'all got up. Y'all fright. It was a wary, 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 wary busy, and y'all, it's just stressful. There's just so many things that can go wrong. And you do your best to make sure everything goes right. And y'all, believe it or not, the event that we were in charge of at the coal mine, y'all, I think it pretty much came off without a hitch. y'all, it was very stressful, but I'm pleased. I'm just as pleased as punch. Y'all, the coal mine did furnish us with a complimentary pizza pie. Actually, the coal mine provided three pizza pies. Y'all, it was good too. It was one of them had the jalapeno peppers. Oh, Big Fatty, you were probably tooting all afternoon. Well, I was belching all afternoon, that's for sure. one was what was one? One of them had some sliced meatballs on it, and another, I don't know, another one was kind of like a what do you call that? The supreme with the mushrooms and pepperoni and sausage and red bell peppers and things. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. But y'all, I got home for right evening, and y'all, I was just pooped. I had been on my feet. And y'all, I was just pooped. And y'all, I'm going to tell you this. This is one of those ravages of age, if you will. The older you get, the poopier you. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you getting poopy. I can't imagine that you're pooping on everything. Tired. Oh, well, that's very different. It's true. Y'all, I was just tired. I was just tired, and y'all, I sat down and I ate a little something for supper. Couldn't tell you what it was. I don't recall. But y'all, Big Fatty, do you need to go take a nap? No, I just woke up for one. And y'all, I usually don't take a Sunday afternoon nap, so I probably won't sleep worth a tinker's damn Sunday night. But anyway, I did sleep fabulously on Sunday night. I was going to do a nipple walk, but y'all, I was just pooped. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then I got up on Saturday morning and had my coffee, and y'all, I made my brofkas. I made some country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it was delicious. Made the red eye gravy with it and some biscuits and some grits. Big Fatty, it was a cobblepalooza. It was a cobblepalooza. And y'all, then I watched some of the sports ball and all. that afternoon, y'all, I'm gonna tell you, you could tell it was a full moon weekend, cause the dating apps were lighting up like some sort of a switchboard. Big Fatty, what the hell's a switchboard? It's like the the old timey telephone. Y'all, it was just, Herbert Gurney, but y'all, nothing came to fruition. Very vulgar. But y'all, that afternoon, I went out and watered my ferns here on the porch of the veranda, and I'm gonna repeat myself. Big Fatty, you do it every day. There's so many acorns in the front yard of the village. Y'all, it's unbelievable. I sweep the walk a couple of times. Well, I swept the walk a couple of times a day because y'all, it was just covered. And so y'all, I decided I probably need to rake some of them up. But y'all, I didn't have any of those brown trash bags. I decided I would go out and get some of those on Sunday. But y'all, before we get to that, y'all, there was something in the little milk box. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Gussie, y'all, first of all, there were two cats. One of them I'm not going to open, but I'll just in it because it's in an orange envelope. And y'all, I think that's a Halloween-y cat. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's from the Robs. So the Robs, your cat has arrived. But we'll wait a couple of weeks before we open it. Big Fatty, that's lovely. But y'all, that was a postcard, y'all, and it's from the Biltmore House, and y'all, it's just lovely, and y'all, the Biltmore House, by the way, is in Asheville, North Kakalaki, and George Vanderbilt created it over a 6-year period. Yes, Big Fatty, it's got 43 bedrooms, 65 fireplaces. 34 bedrooms and, 34 bedrooms and 43 bathrooms. Big Fatty, it sounds like a place Granny needs to live. The house was officially opened Crema Eve in 1895. But y'all, it's from that Baron Frosty and, Big Fatty, Dr. P didn't sign it. I don't see that. But, it says, hope you survived, Hurricane Matthew, and have a very clean car. Dr. P and I were thinking about you as we drove around North Kakalaki. Much love, Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty. Benny, we love Mr. Cackle, and Baron Frosty, thank you so much. I heard that you were up there near the Biltmore House, and I think Big Fatty has went to it many, many years ago, but it's been so long. Big Fatty, you don't remember what you had for... Well, I do remember what I had for lunch because I'm belching it up. Oh, okay. But thank you so much for taking time out to send Big Fatty a card. And you know, you were only about two and a half hours from the villa on your trip south. Y'all, Big Fatty, he went to that Dollywood also. He did. And y'all, it was a cavalcade of stops that Dr. P and Mr. Cackle did while he was out and about visiting different parts of the South. But anyway, y'all, after that afternoon, I watched some of the sports ball and all. And y'all, and it was clean sheet night on Saturday night, so I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear them. It's true, but I washed everything but my underpants. Including the sheets, and y'all, so it was going to be clean sheet night, Saturday night, and y'all, it was lovely, and then y'all, I was on that, I fired up the grill, and y'all, I cooked some boneless country poke ribs. Big Fatty, is that spelled C? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all put barbecue sauce on them and just let them char on the grill. Y'all, it's just lovely. Had that in a garden salad for my supper. And then I was on that stick it with a poke with Gavin and Jim. Heard all about Jim's vacation at the Hara Hotel for Give a Friend a Hand weekend. And Big Fatty, do you have any of his vacation pictures? Didn't see any of the pictures, but y'all, that Ed Chan was posting some lovely pictures in the chat room for us. But y'all, then I was off to the connections, and it was just gonna be Granny and I on Saturday night, cause his friend Scott was feeling under the weather. And Durwood had to go to a wedding and a reception. So Granny and I are there, and we're talking and chatting with the bartender and all, and just kind of catching up. And I was getting the report on how his trip over to to the Augusta area was for the hurricane with his friends from the nursing home, and y'all just got all kinds of details. And y'all, then Granny's and my phones both go off at the same time. Are y'all at the connection? Y'all, it was Durwood. The reception is not over, but I'm over the reception. So y'all, here comes Durwood a little while later, and y'all. So it was nice to see him. And y'all, we were talking about, there's Big Fatty and Granny have been on these Atlantis gay cruises. And y'all, they've got one coming out in September of 2017 that's going from Amsterdam down the west coast of Europe and ends in the Barcelona. And y'all, Amsterdam is one of those places I've really wanted to take Granny, and I've always wanted to visit the Barcelona, y'all, we're looking into maybe doing that. They haven't advertised it yet, but we're thinking we're going to sign up for that. So we were talking about all that, and we were talking about how much the different staterooms and all cost, and Durwood goes, "Well, money is no object." And Granny and I just cackled. "Oh, old pocketbook, you know, money is no object for old pocketbook." And then Granny was telling us about how much overtime he got from going to having to take his friends out of town from the nursing home. Big Fatty, they're very close. They're in age, too. It's true. And y'all, so Granny pretty much paid for most of his cruise from that. So y'all, Granny has a new nickname. So y'all, when I'm talking to Granny and about Granny and Durwood, it's pocketbook and overtime. So Big Fatty. But anyway, and so we chatted a while, and yeah, it was a lovely evening. Big Fatty came home, and y'all, I didn't sleep worth a damn Saturday night either, because y'all, the grin doctor kept going off. "Well, Big Fatty, why don't you just turn it off?" Well, I just, you know, I can't do that. Then y'all got up Sunday, had my coffee, and y'all, then I went to the Lowell's, and I bought me some of those garbage bags, you know, the trash bags, the debris bags. And y'all, then I went to a different Von's East to see if they had the cinnamon brooms, and they didn't have them there either. But y'all, I picked up some chicken fingers and some chicken pot pies. They had those on sale, and they didn't have the kind I liked at my regular Von's East. And so y'all, I came home and I raked the yard here at the villa, and filled up another bag of debris, and y'all, then I came in, and y'all, ate those chicken fingers and belched and took a little nap. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, the Curtis from the Game Night Gal sent me that joke. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I was going to read you the joke from Curtis, but evidently I'm out of time. So maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. Curtis, don't you worry, don't you fret a bit. We'll get around to that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but Big Fatty's got guests coming to the villa this coming weekend. Y'all, it's a I tell you what, we're just going to keep it a mystery. Yes, Big Fatty, sounds lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver on the Dancing with the Stars. You know, they've got that little woman dancing on there this year. What do you think of her?
It creeps me right out.
Oh! Well, but she's doing real well. She was in first place last week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.